Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Colonel P. Crean, Vice President of Education and Access at the National World War II Museum. Colonel, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. We understand that there is a re-engineer of Beyond All Boundaries now in 4D. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's our most popular film that we've had over 15 years, but of course, 15 years and a movie starts getting a little old, and it's time to refresh it. So, Beyond All Boundaries, the film hosted by Tom Hanks, has just finished undergoing a complete restoration. Tom Hanks shot a new introduction for us, and we have had over 4.3 million people have seen it before, and now it's come back better than ever with enhanced graphics, new animations, remastered technology. We've put in better archival images and really made a lot of physical changes to the theater as well. So our special effects are better, new seat rumblers, new carpets, new curtains, fresh paint. It's just really a beautiful experience now.
So the original was done in 3D, is that correct?
Well, it's 4D, and when we talk about 4D, it's you actually get the feel. So that when the tanks are rolling on the screen, the seats shake, and when you're in the Battle of the Bulge, there's snow falling on you. So it really helps bring people into it. And it was getting older, but CGI has made great advances in the last 15 years, and so it's a much more crisp experience. Now, I will say, the story is the same. That has not changed. It's the same popular show that everyone has seen and loved for the last 15 years. But it's just much better. It's more visually stunning, and it's in great surroundings.
You talk to folks after they visit and they see Beyond All Boundaries and they walk out, especially like folks like me. I didn't ever serve in the military, and no one really has a complete understanding of what it feels like to have a bullet whiz by your head. But, when you talk about the sound effects inside the theater, people leave that theater with, chills down their spine.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I, of course, love to see school groups go in because the war was fought by really almost kids. The soldiers that fought World War II were 18, 19 years old. And so when we have high school groups go in, they tend to go in as you would expect high school groups to be. And when they come out, they tend to be a little more somber and think about, that could have been me. That could have been my brother, my sister. That could have been us. So it's really has an effect on people. And I think it's a great grounding for people coming to visit the museum and get a refresh, or really, for some people, an introduction to the war and how it was fought and how it was won.
And in that 48 minutes, you get a taste of all of the theaters, right, that were fought.
Absolutely. It takes you all across. You know, for America, it truly was a global war. You know, the same month that we fought the Battle of D-Day, we had the amphibious landings in Normandy, France, the capital of Rome fell to our armies. And in the Pacific, the Battle of Saipan was going on. All of these things within just a couple of weeks of each other, and there were Americans fighting all over the globe. So it's a big story to tell, and that's what this movie tries to do.
And each individual theater, if you would, I mean, had its own unique trials, tribulations, challenges, strategies deployed. It was as though there were World War II, A, B, C, D, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it couldn't get much more different than fighting in the deserts of Africa and in the jungles in Guadalcanal in the South Pacific. And then there was everything in between, fighting in the mountains, fighting in the snow, fighting on the oceans. Americans were everywhere at that time, helping to lead the assault on Hitler's fascist axis of really, the original axis of evil.
So how many people have seen, do we know, Beyond All Boundaries since its premiere in 2009?
A lot of people. It's 4.3 million guests have seen film so far. What I love about it is that it is just as fresh as it was when it opened. Now, of course, with these upgrades, it tells the story even better. But it's just as poignant today as it was 15 years ago and has that same impact on our visitors. So we're really excited that this is going to breathe new life into it and for the next millions of visitors that are going to come see it.
You know, for me, it seems that the museum takes on a new level of importance in a very different way. There's so few of the veterans that fought in that war left, right?
Oh, that's absolutely true. In the beginning of September, the VA put out the latest numbers, and we are down now to under 40,000 people left. Wow. who were in uniform in World War II. Now, 42,000 may sound like a lot to some people, but that's in the entire country out of 16.4 million Americans who wore the uniform during the war. So it's less than 0.25% are still left.
And when you think about still, after all these years, after all the efforts by so many people, still just millions upon millions upon millions of untold stories.
Absolutely. We will never be done telling the story of that war. As I said, there were 16.4 million Americans that were in World War II serving in uniform, and which means there are 16.4 million stories to be told because everyone's experience of the war was a little bit different. So there will never be an end to telling this story.
You know, it was interesting when you talked about the school-age children that went in. I'm always amazed at the stories and how many of people that lied about their age.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I'm 20 and they were 16.
My favorite story was a veteran told me, this is years ago when I first joined the museum. He said that his parents had taught him never to lie. But of course he wanted to go serve. And so he wrote the number 18 on a slip of paper and put it in his shoe and then went in to the recruiter. And when the recruiter asked him how old he was, he said he was over 18 because he was physically over the number 18 on a piece of paper in his shoe. He was 16 at the time.
Yeah, 16. I had an uncle that kind of a similar story, you know, lied about his age going in. I think he was approaching 17 when he went in. And I remember him going into the hospital when I was a young to get shrapnel pulled out of his back. Never talked about his experience in World War II, ever, not once. And there was always a lot of curiosity amongst the nieces and the nephews, you know, about his experience, but never shared them. I was with his son the other day and never shared them, even with his son. It's amazing how many veterans that come back have never really shared their experience.
Sadly, we hear that all the time. Many of our visitors come through and say that their dad served in some particular theater and say that, you know, they really wish they were able to have a conversation with them now to better understand who their father was as a young man. It's really kind of sad that those stories are now lost to history.
Colonel, you know, there's been a lot of movies done about the war. About a number of the theaters, and as I reflect upon all these untold stories, I mean, there's just a whole landscape of opportunity out there about movies with other stories. In fact, I was in our coffee group this morning. Someone was telling me about a movie that they recently saw, and I'd never heard of it, about World War II. It's like, man, I've never heard, because I'm like kind of a World War II buff, and I'm like, I've never heard of that movie. I need to go find it. Is there a place where you can just go find a catalog of all movies done about World War II?
Boy, I really wish I had access to that catalog, because no, I don't know of one, but it would definitely be worth having that.
Yeah, I was just curious. I know y'all do a lot of research over there. Really, sure. People don't realize that the museum is every bit as much of an educational institution than it is just the museum, right? Because there's a whole lot of stuff going on in the background.
Oh, sure. Well, every museum worth its salt is at first an educational institution. Our mission is to educate the American public. And so we are focusing in the coming years on expanding our educational offerings, expanding the field trips that we do for students, courses that we offer teachers, and experiential learning that we can bring students in on, or also in online and reaching people through other means. We've really work to do that. As a matter of fact, we've got a new exhibit opening this week that, you know, our exhibits, while fun to come through as an experience, they really are there to educate. And so we use a number of ways of doing it through our exhibits, through our online webinars, our podcasting. So really that is at heart who we are and what we're.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
About.
And I was surprised to learn, and you may be one of them, a number of folks that work at the museum that were actually former War College professors.
Yeah, we have, well, of course, I was on faculty at the Army War College, and Dr. Mike Bell, who runs our Jenny Craig Institute for the Study of War and Democracy, was on the faculty at the National War College, and we have a number of others who have also taught at the Command and General Staff College for the Army as well. So the military has one of the larger concentrations of military historians in the country, and so we have been the benefit of that.
I attended a week-long school with the FBI at Gettysburg, and it was War College professors that taught us for this week-long symposium. And it was probably the best educational experience of my life, about leadership, strategy, about the interaction of human beings, about, you know, the reaction of human beings on under a specific armed threat. It was just simply compelling and an educational experience like no other. And it made me feel like, you know, I really would like to have gone to, you know, more of this. And you have an opportunity to do it at the World War II Museum.
Yes. Well, one of the major projects that we are working on is the development of the Sanderson Leadership Center, where we actually will be looking into case study experiential learning for groups that come in. Because, as you pointed out, war, sadly, is almost a crucible, a laboratory in leadership. And there's numerous examples of good leadership, poor leadership. And so it's best to learn from those who have already experienced. And by using case studies, you can put people in a totally non-threatening environment that lets them delve deeper into leadership, into communications, into making decisions with partial information when time is short and results matter. And that's what military leadership immersive educational experiences let you do.
No, absolutely. And you guys always seem to be right on the cusp of the frontier of the new challenges at the World War II Museum, which makes it a special place. The math doesn't lie. It's one of the most attended museums in the country, if not the world, which is congratulations to you and everyone, Stephen Watson, the whole gang, the board. Y'all have one of the most impressive boards I've ever seen, you know, especially here in the city of New Orleans. And it's something to be proud of. And we thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you. If I might, I'd like to just let your listeners know that we have a couple of great opportunities for them.
Absolutely.
To come to the museum. On Veterans Day, on November 11th, we will be offering free admission to veterans of all conflicts. And we're going to have a ceremony at 11 o'clock in partnership with the City of New Orleans Mayor's Military Advisory Committee, where they'll be awarding the Advisory Committee's Veteran of the Year Award. I'm not going to give it away yet, but it will definitely be a name that people will recognize and someone who helps steer this city through Hurricane Katrina. And then on November 15th, we're going to have a family and military appreciation block party. And through the generosity of Peggy and Timber Floyd, we are going to have a block party for New Orleans and Gulf Coast community to explore the campus. It will be free, and we'll have family-friendly activities and performances by local jazz bands. We'll have face painting, snowballs for the kids. Tickets to Beyond All Boundaries that we were talking about will be free. And even the Saints are going to be involved. So we've got a lot coming, and both of those are totally free to the public.
Absolutely. Always opportunities out there. Always something going on. So I suggest to folks to visit your website often, NationalWorldWar2Museum.org, if my memory serves me correct.
Mm-hmm.
Always something new there to see, yeah. For sure.
Even a new exhibit this Wednesday, so it's going to be a big week for us.
Colonel Pete Green, Vice President of Education and Access, the National World War II Museum, thank you so much for your time, your insight, and what y'all do, and congratulations on all that's going on out there.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's really a pleasure to talk to everyone.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk-In text line. We'll visit with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer, about something that went on yesterday. We'll talk about it when we return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.